And Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good afternoon and welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lull and Tim Cutting today live on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Today we come to you live from Binghamton Alumni Stadium as it's the Section 4 Class D football semifinals. Our first game today, we're doing a doubleheader today on CDO, is top seed Sydney taking on 5 seed Green. And it's set to be a really great game here today. A beautiful fall day for football, nice seasonable temperatures, and just a perfect day for playoff football. Welcome into the Chambers and O'Hara kickoff show. Of course, Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in today's game. Well, we're going to hear from Green head coach Dave Gorton in just a minute, and then at halftime we'll hear from Sydney head coach Jeff Matthews and get their thoughts on today's big game. Is really a berth in the Section 4 Class D title is on the line, and if you're a Sydney fan, of course, they won it in 2016, so they are trying to defend and get back to the title game again as they did last year where they faced Unitigo. And today, the winner of this game will face the winner of our 3 o'clock game today, which is Harpersville-Afton taking on Tioga. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll hear from Green head coach Dave Gorton. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. It's the Section 4 Class D football semis today on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney, has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans, too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
It's the Section 4 Class D football semifinals as Green battles Sydney here on WCDO. I'm Nate Lull. And we're now joined by Green football head coach Dave Gorton. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me, Nate.
Coach, first off, wanted to ask you about your regular season. Of course, it's so hard just to make the playoffs in Class D and Section 4, and you guys come in with the 5 seed, and just your thoughts on how the regular season played out.
Yeah, we were very pleased with the way the regular season went. We had a tough start. We had 10 starters in different positions on offense, and we had 7 different starters on defense. We knew it was going to take a little while to gel, but the kids really worked hard. We felt like we got better every week, and as the year went on, we felt more and more confident that things were going the direction we hoped they would.
I thought your first-round playoff matchup was certainly a great one. I thought throughout the season, seeing you guys and Deposit Hancock, that would be a very even match, and you guys come out on top in a close game. Your thoughts on that one?
Well, I was really proud of our kids. You know, we had the bye the week before. We were a little sloppy with the ball in the first half, but to be down at halftime and come back and win on the road in the playoffs shows a lot of maturity, and, you know, we were very pleased at everything we were able to do. Deposit is a very physical team. You know, the Eagles really know how to get after people, so to get that win was great for our young players.
And here you are, Green, back in the, you know, the semifinals here for Section 4 Class D. You go up against Sydney, who's a big rival in your division. How excited are you, the staff, and, you know, the players to take on Sydney again?
We're very pleased to get the opportunity to play against them. I know we've had some great games in the past few years with them, close games, high-scoring games, and they've all meant a lot. You know, they've got the better of us over here early this year, but it was a good game. I thought either team could have won. They made a couple more plays than we did, and it's our hope that we can hang in there with them and, you know, possibly get the win this time.
Has it become kind of a fun little rivalry over the last couple of years? You know, being in the same division, meeting in the playoffs 2 years in a row, it just seems like it's a fun one.
It is a fun one. I think our division is loaded, as you can tell. three out of the four teams in the semifinals are from our division. You know, it's good football. We've had 2 years in a row with the three teams that have made the playoffs. And I think it's when you look at Sydney, you respect the fact that they can put points on the board, but certainly the kids know each other so well from playing, in most cases, three sports against one another that they look forward to seeing Sydney on the schedule because they respect them, but they really enjoy the opportunities we have to play against them, hoping for the win, because those are something that you take great pride in.
We did your game on the radio when you were at Harpersville Afton, and what I thought was a really good game for you guys. You guys come out with the victory there. It seemed to me almost like a turning point in your season. Was there a certain point or a game where you thought, wow, you know, we've started to figure it out with all these new guys at new positions?
Actually, I thought the second half of our Sydney game was when we started to build a little bit of confidence because, you know, they were up a couple of scores and pushing us around, and all of a sudden we just started to stand our ground. And then, you know, the following week we got a lot of confidence with a big first quarter against Moravia. And going into Harpersville, I felt our kids were a little bit nervous because Harpersville is a big rival. They've got a nice program. Tim Petras and his staff do a good job. And to be able to have an explosion in the second half like that really took pressure off of us and made everybody feel very, very comfortable.
Seems like you really have some dynamic playmakers in Coy Austin and Nate Erickson. Can you talk about what they bring to the table and help you guys do?
Well, they're exceptional football players, and the funny thing is with them, we have three kids who have just over 500 yards rushing on the season. We're pretty balanced. Justin Carmen, who plays middle linebacker for us, is also one of our playmakers. You know, we've got some speed, and we've got unselfish kids. I think Coy does a nice job with our zone read game, giving the ball when he should, and when we run our option, he makes some good decisions with the football. And that's the key, you know, when you have playmakers, is to make sure that they all get to touch the ball and they're all fresh. And Coy's done a real good job with that. You know, Nate's speed and elusiveness are exciting. And Carmen is a kid who's very difficult to bring to the ground. The first tackler never seems to bring him to the ground. One of our key plays against Hancock, he broke five tackles and picked up 2 yards for a first down when basically no one on offense touched anybody on defense, it looked like, but somehow he got the first down. And, you know, he's just that kind of kid. They're good ball carriers, and they really appreciate the work of our offensive line.
Our last question here with Green football head coach Dave Gorton. Coach, can you just give me a few quick keys on what you think you need to do to be successful against Sydney here in the semis?
Well, one of the keys, we have to tackle well. Sydney gets a lot of yards after the catch. You know, they throw the ball all over the yard, and many times you've seen Sydney throw a pass and then have a kid go 70, 80, even 90 yards for a touchdown. And, you know, we can't allow that to happen. We have to make them complete six or seven passes to get the 70 yards and see if we can, you know, get a turnover or a drop pass or pressure on the quarterback. The Smith kid throws the ball well, and the receivers have good speed, so obviously, you know, we have to make them not have just one play drives. And then offensively, we have to finish drives. When we get a chance to move the ball, we have to get in the end zone to make sure we score some points to match any points that they do get on the big plays.
Green football head coach Dave Gorton. Coach, thanks for taking a few minutes, and good luck against Sydney.
Thank you very much, Nate. Appreciate your help.
This is Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more of the Section 4 Class D football semis on CDO.
Imagine your energy company paid you. With Morabito Energy's 50-50 program, that's exactly what happens. Morabito customers can receive $50 when they refer a new energy user who becomes a Morabito customer. And that new customer also receives $50. It's 50-50, just for choosing the reliable, dependable, and affordable energy of Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Everyone's got a room in their home that needs a little love. Catalog Outlet Stores have the perfect selection in furniture, decor, and mattresses to make that room special again. At three great locations in North Norwich, Unadilla, and Oneonta, our showrooms have name brands you know and trust, like Ashley, Klossner, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and a whole lot more. Our buyers know the great looks to make your room come together, from designer sofas, bedrooms, recliners, dining sets, sectionals, and more. And our sleep specialists Take your sleep comfort serious. Brands like Simmons Beauty Rest, Gold Bond, Sierra Sleep by Ashley, and others. And you'll find one- and two-sided models. Nobody sells mattresses for less. We'll find the perfect size, style, and comfort so you get a great night's sleep every night. Come in now to all three catalog outlet locations. Martin Brook Street, Unadilla, Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and State Highway 12, North Norwich. Open 7 days a week or shop online. CatalogOutletOnline.com for the lowest prices, best selection, and service always with a smile. Catalog Outlet, offering you the best for less since 1989.
Are you in search of that custom look for your business, event, or team? Then you need to check out GT Sign Company of Unadilla. They can do it all. Custom apparel, from t-shirts and sweatshirts to jackets and pants. Put your logo on any of it. They also do signs, banners, car decals, magnets, and more. GT Sign Company has over a decade of experience, so you know the job will be done right. They use quality materials and pride themselves on customer satisfaction. Check them out at 16 Martin Brook Street in Unadilla or call 369-4872. Like them on Facebook or visit gtsignco.com. GT Sign Company is a proud supporter of high school athletics at WCDO. Let them outfit your team today. Call 369-4872.
Need your gear fast? GT Sign Company offers a two-week turnaround on all apparel orders, so you'll get your order when you need it. Rush service is available as well. Don't get stuck waiting around. Order from GT Sign Company today.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here today on WCDO. And again, it's the Section 4 Class D football semifinals as Sydney takes on Green. Sydney is the one seed, Green is the five seed. And Tim, welcome into the broadcast booth here at Binghamton Alumni Stadium.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks a lot, Nate. It's an absolutely beautiful afternoon down here in Binghamton, and we're in for a dandy of a show with the first game and then a doubleheader today. So hang on, folks. We're going to be on the air a couple times today.
Yeah, so in between the two games, we might have a little bit of a break, but we have plenty of interviews and a lot to talk about. So our second game is slated to start at 3 o'clock between Tioga, they are the 3 seed, and 7 seed Harpersville-Afton. Harpersville-Afton getting here today by way of an upset over number 2 Unitego last week. So Sydney is going to win the coin toss here, and they will receive to start things off, Tim.
Yeah, I saw that. Just saw that on the field there. Ware's going to put that prolific offense out there right away and see if Green can stop them on the first possession of the game.
Again, our pregame show today is sponsored by Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Sydney will receive. They will go right to left. They are in the maroon uniforms today, the maroon helmet, the maroon tops with the gray and the white trim and the white pants. Green is in the black pants today, the white tops with the green trim, as well as the green helmets. And, you know, a lot of people saying, yeah, the one seed, the five seed, you never know. I think Sydney's going to walk away with it. That's kind of been the consensus. But, boy, we've seen Green several times this year. Very tough team, very athletic, physical. It's going to be a tough game, I think.
Yeah, it definitely is going to be a tough game. And if you remember back in the beginning of the season, these two matched up. And if there was a little swing pass caught, we might have been seeing Sydney with a loss. There was a real nice play at the end of the game. There was fourth and like 10 or so, and they dropped the ball. If they had caught the ball, they were definitely going to get the first down and possibly be able to pick it in and score. So may have been a different season, but the ball hit the ground.
Yeah, that was a great game. Green never gave up and really looked good, I thought. And we saw them a couple weeks later against Harpersville-Afton. And, you know, for them to go on the road and take out number 4 Deposit Hancock in a close game, that says a lot about the battle-testedness of this team. So Green is going to kick off here and back deep to receive for Sydney. A couple of different guys back there, including Lucas Tanner. Looks like Liam Matthews might be back there as well. This one is going to trickle through the hands of Matthews and be scooped up back at the 10-yard line here by Sydney, and running it forward will be number 44, David Gannon, to start things off.
Yeah, David Gannon made a nice play. He went back to his right side and got the ball that had already gone by him. It's a good thing he did. But Green was right there to stop him after a short game. So I want to recognize a lot of special sponsors that allow us to be here once we get to the sectional level. Of course, we're down at Binghamton Alumni Stadium today, and we'll be recognizing these sponsors throughout the game, including SFCU, the Eglin Machine Company, and the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney. So here is Sydney on a 1st and 10. They'll start on their own 17, again going right to left. Smith's going to hand off, and hitting the hole hard here is David Gannon, punching his way forward out to about the 25-yard line, good for 8 yards.
Yeah, nice little play on first down just off the left tackle. David Gannon hit the hole and was pushing one blocker, number 54, down the field. So nice little play on first down. Brings up second down and two.
And so this will be a second and short here for Sydney. Opening drive of the Section 4 Class D football semifinals. And they'll hand off again, hitting the hole. Good for a first down is Gannon. Gannon's going to work his way to the left side, 35-40. Gannon still on his feet, pushed out of bounds at about the 42-yard line. So no passing so far for Sydney. Two runs for David Gannon. He looks great.
Yeah, David Gannon's doing a nice job, and that offensive line of the Warriors is doing a great job making the holes for him.
And so Sydney is going to have a first down. They're up near the big Binghamton B here at Binghamton Alumni Stadium at midfield. The ball is at the 45-yard line for Sydney, again going right to left. And two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. They'll hand off again to Gannon. He pushes the pile forward, lunges for about 4 yards out to the 49.
Yeah, first time off the right side, and he took it through the guard and tackle gap there and got 4 yards on first down. Brings up second down and six.
And so a second down and six is, again, the ball is at midfield. A beautiful day here, a little breeze coming through, but a very seasonable weather compared to what we normally have for football this time of year, as we have Sydney and Green in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals. Sydney will hand off again to Gannon. He crosses the 45 into Green territory to the 44. And, Tim, we'll hear from Sydney head coach Jeff Matthews at the break during halftime. But one thing I asked him this week, I said, how much do you work on the run? And he said, people won't believe me, Nate, but we try to be a balanced team and run and pass about 50-50. And so far they're showing the run works today.
Yeah, they definitely are.
So 10:35 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless between Sydney and Green. Smith, his first pass of the contest, tries to go to the far side. Intended receiver is Colby Finch. A little high for him and out of bounds, incomplete.
Yeah, just a little too high for Finch to go up and get it, and brings up second down and 10.
So a second down coming up here for the Sydney Warriors. They're in Green territory. Ball is at the 44-yard line. And Warriors setting in here, getting a play call from assistant coach and offensive coordinator Aaron Zern on the sideline. Here's the snap. It's going to be a direct snap right here to Darren Smith. He's going to push the pile forward and goes up to about the 40-yard line here. So a third and about five coming up for Sydney.
Yeah, Darren Smith's on a little quarterback keeper, and everybody doesn't think he, I mean, everybody knows he can throw, but every now and then he likes to put his head down and run the ball.
Waiting for the snap here on a third and seven. The ball is at the 41. I thought maybe he got a yard or two extra there, but tough spot here for the Warriors. Two wide receivers split to the right, one to the left. Matthews is set up to the left side. Again, they'll go to the run with David Gannon, and he'll cut through the hole, but he's brought down after a gain of about three. So here's an interesting call for Sydney. They're in Green territory, going to be fourth down and about two or three to go, and they are at the 37-yard line.
Yeah, it is going to be an interesting call because, one, they're into the wind right now, so I don't know if they really want to try a punt, but it looks like they're going to go for it on fourth down.
And so the Warriors very confident in this offense on a fourth and three, ball at the 37, in a scoreless game. First possession of the day for Sydney with 9:30 to go in the first quarter. Dropping back, here's Smith, throws across the middle, complete, and it's going to be good for a first down at the Green 29-yard line. Let's see who hauled that in. I believe it was Colby Finch, and it was on the far side. Good catch.
It was kind of funny right there. That ball was put right between the two numbers on his jersey, and Colby just said, all I'm going to do is hang on the ball. Just got to hang on the ball. I got the first down. We'll go from there. So first and 10 for the Warriors.
We heard head coach for Green, Dave Gorton, say, we know Sydney's going to put up points, but we got to make them work for it. They're doing that on this drive, but Sydney's still marching the ball. And they'll hand off here to Gannon once again, and he's hit hard after a gain of about one. Good defense there by Green. Coming up again is Justin Carmen. I know, Tim, you're one of his biggest fans.
Oh, my gosh, that kid is incredible, and we probably won't see him run the ball until the second half, but that's Carmen time is what I like to call it.
Well, we talked to Dave Gorton, and he said Carmen really just came out of nowhere. Was a middle linebacker. They decided to try him as a running back, and we saw him against
Sydney. Good decision.
Yeah, he was fantastic earlier this season for the Trojans. Second and eight for Sydney. The ball's on the Green 26. They hand off Gannon again. Hits the pile, but runs right into a wall of green, white, and black there, and he's brought down after a gain of one.
Yeah, a little Green's made some adjustments now, so they've tightened up. They brought a couple other players into the box to try to stop the run, so maybe Sydney will pop one right here to one of the wideouts and maybe get that offense on the scoring board.
Clock continues to run. 8:10 to go in the first quarter. Scoreless between Sydney and Green. Sydney is the 1 seed, Green the 5 seed, here in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals, live from Binghamton Alumni Stadium today. 3rd and 8 for Sydney again. They're in Green territory, trying to punch it into the red zone here as they're on the 26. Smith barking out the signals, pulls one down, throws it across the middle, complete to Liam Matthews. Good for a Sydney first down as he is ripped down at the 11-yard line, his first catch of the day.
Nice little quick slant to Liam Matthews, real good route runner, and really nice job, good hands, young kid. Just going to be a lot of fun to watch the next 3 years.
First time they've really looked at him today, and a nice little slant pattern, and he was right there to haul it in. 1st and 10 for Sydney. They're inside the red zone now at the Green 12-yard line with 7:35 to go. First quarter, we're scoreless. They'll hand off to Gannon. Nowhere to go. Bounces away from a tackle, though, and is tripped up in the backfield. Looked like he was going to have second life, but Cade Niemi was right there to rip him down by the ankle.
Yeah, it looks like he might have lost a yard, and I'll tell you what, if he hadn't fallen down, I think he probably would have walked into the end zone because there was nobody over on that left side as the play was cut back against the grain. And Gannon just tripped and fell and brings up 2nd down and 11.
7:10 to go in the first quarter. Now Reggie Jimenez will check in. Gannon's going to come to the bench, so we'll see if they go to Reggie in the backfield with 7 minutes to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless, but Sydney is marching. Fake handoff to Jimenez and a quarterback sneak here for Darren Smith, but he's immediately brought down by Isaac Haddock of Green.
Looks like the read option, and they went right away with the fake and didn't give Reggie the ball off to the right side, and Darren kept the ball, and he got maybe a yard back, so it's 3rd down and 10 for the Warriors.
So this is a big 3rd down, 3rd and long really here for the Warriors, but they're on the Green 12-yard line in a scoreless first quarter with 6.5 to go. It's a long drive here for Sydney. They go to the air, throw across the middle, complete to Brandon Evans. He's going to be short of the first down, catches the ball at the 6-yard line, and we'll see what Sydney decides to do here. We know that they can kick if they need to, but I'm assuming they're going to go for it.
Yeah, I'm thinking they are too, just based on that pattern. That pattern wasn't designed to go for the first down. It was just to make it a manageable 4th down distance, and they do have 4th and 5 right here.
So it looks like Jimenez will stay in the backfield. They have Brandon Evans lined up to the left as well as Liam Matthews, 4th and 5. Ball is on the Green 7. Scoreless first quarter with 5:50 to go. Here's Smith, drops back, looks across the middle, complete here to Reggie Jimenez, catches it, and into the end zone for a Sydney touchdown. Great play as Reggie came out of nowhere and was able to haul it in for the catch.
Really nice design play by the Warriors right there. They actually had 2 guys out on the left-hand side that they had man-to-man coverage on, and they just cleared the zone with little deep slants, and Reggie just snuck out of the backfield and caught the ball. 6 points, Warriors.
Boy, Green really made Sydney work for that one, but wow, about a 7-minute drive. Sydney marches it down to take a 6-0 lead with 5:47 to go in the first quarter, and we'll have the 2-point conversion coming here for the Warriors.
3 conversions on 4th down.
Yes, that was big. They were able to get it done when they needed to. So Sydney's going to go for 2. They have the unique-looking 2-point play all set up, and it's different every week, so you never know what you're going to see. Smith throws far side of the end zone. Great catch, hauled in for 2. Popping up from the bottom of the pile is Brandon Evans, and Sydney takes an 8-0 lead. We'll talk about that when we get back, but in the meantime, we'll take a break. 5:47 to go, first quarter. Sydney on the board first, 8-0 over Green on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on CDO. Sydney takes an 8-0 lead over Green, and Tim has some of the stats from that drive for you.
Yeah, actually, it was a 15-play drive for the Warriors, covering 83 yards and taking up 6 minutes and 6 seconds. Very unlikely for the Warriors to have a long drive like that and take that much time off the clock.
Last week against BG, they scored on the first play of the game. Green made them work a little harder for it. Sydney kicks off here, and it's fielded by Coy Austin,
And Austin will scoop it up. Really had nowhere to go, but Green going left to right here in their first drive of the afternoon is going to start at their own 37-yard line.
Yep, it was a nice little pooch-type kick for the Warriors, something we saw a lot of last year, and runner doesn't get to take the ball very far after he catches it. So.
And so Green will come out again, going left to right in the white tops, the green helmets, and the black pants, and their dynamic quarterback, the senior Coy Austin. They have a great stable of running backs. As they trail 8-0 here, they'll try to get back in this game. Snap is low to Coy Austin on a 1st and 10, has to pick it up and drives forward. Maybe good for a yard, but we do have a flag. This might be a late hit on Sydney here with 5:35 to go in the first quarter.
Looks like the first flag of the day is probably going to go against the Sydney Warriors, and I think it's going to be a face mask.
Well, let's see, and it is a face mask against the Warriors. Not sure exactly who that was on, but not what the Warriors wanted to do on the first play defensively of the game. That drives coaching staff nuts.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you what, they had Coy Austin, which is one of the most athletic kids in the area, and they had him pinned and did a nice job defensively, and then they give him a first down, and now the ball is spotted on the 45-yard line of the Sydney Warriors.
So 5:30 to go in the first quarter. It's Sydney 8 and Green nothing after that 15-yard penalty against Sydney. Green is already in Sydney territory. Austin with a little pitch here to the outside on the option, and he gets it to Justin Carmen, but Jimenez is there to cut him down, maybe a gain of 1 on the play.
Nice little option play to the right side. Carmen catches the pitch, but Reggie Jimenez, smallest guy on the field, makes an absolutely fantastic open field tackle. No gain, actually.
Yeah, nope. No gain. So. With 5 minutes to go in the first quarter, again, it's Sydney with an 8-0 lead on a 15-play drive where they punched it in on a pass from Smith to Reggie Jimenez. So Green, this is their first chance with the ball. Austin is in the shotgun. He's got wide receivers split, one to the left and one to the right. And he has Nate Erickson, the great dynamic running back in the backfield. They'll give it to Erickson, slices in between the tackles, and lunges forward across to about the 41-yard line. So going to be about a 3rd and 5 coming up with 4.5 to go in the first.
Yeah, Erickson with a nice little run on 2nd down, gets about 3 or 4 of the play on the play, just off the left tackle, and linebackers right there for the Warriors. I did notice, Nate, the Sydney linebackers are back a little further than normal on the defense right now. They're giving themselves a little bit more room so that they can see what Austin's doing, what he's got the ball, or whether he doesn't have the ball.
3rd and 7 for Green. They're on the Sydney 42. A little fake, and Austin's going to take off, gets across the 35. 1st down and more for Green to the 30 before he is brought down on the play. Nice tackle. Really maybe a touchdown-saving tackle from Tanner Gifford, but Coy Austin doing it when he needs to.
Yeah, Tanner Gifford makes a touchdown-saving tackle for sure, because everybody on the left-hand or the right-hand side where Austin was running was gone except for Gifford and Austin. So nice open field tackle right there.
And so Green moving the chains, and you know that's what Coy Austin brings to the table. He can throw and he can run. He's a great track star as well, but he fumbles on the play here. I think he was able to fall on it as 2 Sydney defenders were kind of going headfirst into that pile looking for it, but Austin got there just in time. I think his hands got a little ahead there.
Yeah, that's 2 snaps for the Trojans so far today that have been suspect to a little maybe nervousness and so on and so forth. So nice recovery by Austin. Otherwise, it's a turnover, but it's 2nd down and 11.
3:15 to go in the first quarter. It's Sydney 8 and Green nothing. 2nd and 11 here for the Green Trojans. Here is Austin barking out signals. 2 wide receivers to the right, 1 to the left. He's going to keep it himself again. Hits the pile and has nowhere to go. Good defense here by Sydney. And just a couple of other special sponsors I want to recognize here today include Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies, Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, and Neighbors Insurance.
Yeah, I was just going to say real quick there, Nate, he picked up 2 on that play, so it's 3rd down and 9 for the Trojans, and the ball is just at the 29-yard line of the Warriors.
And so this is a tough and long 3rd down here for Green. They are inside Sydney territory at the 29-yard line. Here is Austin. He's peering over to the Green sideline to get some last-minute instructions. Hands off Justin Carmen. He battles his way forward and gets down to about the 25. So this is going to be 4th and probably about 4 yards, manageable, but still a tough spot to be in for GCS.
Yeah, it definitely is, and I'll tell you what, if the Warriors can manage to stop this play, they'll get that ball back to the offense with a very short time left in this first quarter, and then Sydney would have the wind.
So we're down to 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's a 4th and 5 for Green. Ball is on the Sydney 25-yard line as Green goes left to right. Here's the snap. Austin rolls out to his right side. He's pushed back, and he's got a receiver. It's complete down to the 20 for Isaac Haddock, and this is going to be very close. We'll see where they spot it. Great play by Austin to avoid the rush, but I just don't know if they got enough. We'll
yeah,
see.
It's going to be really close. Oh, they're giving it to him. They're not even looking.
Wow.
That's...
So the white hat comes right over, makes the signal, first down trip.
I'd absolutely been asking for a measurement on that. That was really, really close. I can't believe they just made that decision.
So a 4th and 5 is converted here by the Green Trojans. Big time play. So 1:40 to go in the first quarter. It's Sydney 8 and Green nothing. A 1st and 10, though, for the Trojans with the ball on the Sydney 20 after they just converted on a 4th down play. Here is Coy Austin, the quarterback. Looks both ways. Now he's going to hand one off to Nate Erickson, tries to sweep it to the left side, and he goes in between the tackles, but he was so far backwards that by the time he lunged and got across the line of scrimmage, he maybe picks up one.
Yeah, nice little play on 1st down. They just ran a little sweep out to the left-hand side with Erickson, who's your big runner back, and he only was able to get one because the play was so deep in the backfield to start, like Nate said.
And so here is Green on a 2nd and 9. We're down to 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Again, it's the Warriors leading the Trojans 8-0 here on WCDO. I'm Nate Lull, joined by my broadcast partner today, Tim Cutting. And here is Coy Austin. He's going to hand one off again to Erickson. No, he's going to pull it down and does a little 360, spins out left side, and picks up about 5 yards. Good play. Sydney did read it well as Liam Matthews was in on the tackle.
Yeah, he's the tough runner. Just, I mean, he's so fast and shifty, but he's not afraid to put his head down as well and show the strength that he has in those legs.
So here is Green with 30 seconds on the clock moving. Can they get one more playoff here on a 3rd and 4? Late in the first quarter, they trail Sydney 8-0. Austin looking at his receivers. He's got two out to the left side. Erickson's in the backfield. Austin is in the shotgun. Hands off this time to Erickson, who pushes into the pile there. Good for maybe a yard or two. Going to be another 4th down situation coming up. I think that's going to be the last play of the first quarter. A 4th down for Green coming up when we start the second quarter. End of the first frame here from Binghamton Alumni Stadium. It's Sydney 8 and Green nothing in the Section 4 Class D football semis. We'll be right back on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO today, live from Binghamton Alumni Stadium, as it's the Section 4 Class D football semifinals. Top-seeded Sydney with a 8-0 lead over 5-seed Green as we start the second quarter. Big play here, Tim. We switch ends of the field, so Green will now be going right to left to start the second quarter. A 4th and 3, and they're on the Sydney 13.
Yeah, this is a big play. They've had a couple good successful plays on 4th down already, and they've got another one here to start the second quarter.
So let's see what Green dialed up, and how nice, too, that they get this to start the second quarter. Had a couple of extra minutes to talk about it in the break between the first and the second quarter. So let's see, a 4th and 3. I bet it's going to be some sort of a run by Coy Austin. It is. He's going to have a quarterback keeper. Bounces to the outside with a little shifty move. Can he get there? Yes, he does. Flag on the play. Austin is in for a touchdown, but I think that's coming back with the flag.
Yeah, that was too bad because that was a really nice athletic run by Austin, but that is definitely coming back. I believe it's going to be hold against the Green Trojans.
And boy, what an athletic play at the line by the quarterback, Coy Austin. It looked like he was dead to right.
Yes.
Did a little shift with his hips, and he was gone. And so that's going to be against Green. So what was a 4th-and-3 on the 13 is going to get backed up. And now if you're the Trojans, you know, you're pretty deep here still. Do you go for it? Or you could kick with Mitchell Walters. He is a very good kicker here for the Trojans.
Yeah, and keep in mind that when you're going right to left on this field, you are into a stiff wind today. So
yeah,
I don't know
stiff.
If they're going to kick. You know, I mean, I think it would have to be a little closer, but it looks like they are going to go for it on 4th down.
This is going to be a 4th and long, going to be about a 4th and 8. Ball is backed up to the 20, so let's see. Austin's going to throw a little lob pass over the middle, all through the hands there of Justin Carmen, incomplete, and the Sydney defense holds.
Nice little quick little play. Carmen just ran a little straight run down the field, and pass just bounced off his hands, so Warriors take over on downs, 1st and 10, and the ball will be on their own 19-yard line.
Good coverage there by Sydney. I thought it was a nice throw from Coy Austin. You know, it hit him right in the hands, and it was a little low, but he just couldn't quite hold on. So a turnover on downs, and boy, that penalty hurts because Austin ran it in on the play before.
Took the points off the board.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Sydney will get the ball back here going left to right on your radio dial. They lead 8-0 with 11:25 to go in the second quarter. Another run here to David Gannon completes it for a 1st down across the 30 to the 35. Big-time run of about 15 yards there for Sydney.
Absolutely huge hole for David Gannon to run in there right now. Major, major kudos to that offensive line for the Sydney Warriors.
Wow, nice run. And David Gannon is having himself an afternoon here so far in the first half. Again, in case you're just joining us, it's the Section 4 Class D football semifinals today, an 8-0 lead for Sydney over Green early in the second quarter. Here is junior quarterback Darren Smith. He's got Liam Matthews in motion. The snap, hands off to Gannon again to the left side. Green trying to collapse down on him. Big time hit there by Isaac Haddock. Maybe a gain of a yard for Sydney.
Isaac Haddock with a great tackle, form tackle right there, and Sydney gains 1 yard. It'll bring up 2nd down. The ball is spotted on the 35-yard line of the Warriors.
And so 10:45 to go, second quarter. Again, the ball on the 35. Sydney in the maroon tops, the maroon helmets, and the white pants here today. Two wide receivers split to the right. Liam Matthews is up to the left. And, boy, what a matchup up there as Matthews is being guarded by Coy Austin. They're going to try to throw to Matthews here. It's complete. Austin right there to wrap him up, but it's good for a 1st down and more. They're in the green territory at the 48.
One thing I did notice is that Coy Austin is giving that sophomore wideout, Liam Matthews, a little cushion, and he should, because I'll tell you what, Austin's a fast runner, but Matthews is a great route runner and is so quick with his cuts. So he's giving him a little respect, and he's only a sophomore.
Yeah, he has to. I mean, Matthews is one of those guys that has great hands, and with the ability of Darren Smith to fit it almost into any window, you really don't have any room for error. 1st and 10 for Sydney. Here is Darren Smith on a little quarterback keeper again, tries to run forward, good for maybe 2 yards. Tim, I'd say that's the 3rd or 4th time they've tried that.
Yeah, and it's an actually designed run for him too. You know, I mean, it's not like he's reading anybody. He's just doing a play fake, and then he's just taking the ball, and the quarterback keeper picks his hole and gets a couple positive yards for the Warriors, and brings up 2nd down and 8.
Ball on the green 46 with 9:45 to go in the second quarter. 8-0 lead. Sydney on top of Green. They'll hand off once again to David Cannon. Cuts back from right to left, now back to the right. Ball is on the ground. Let's see who comes up with it here. And it's going to be Green getting the fumble, and they'll pick it up at the 42-yard line near midfield. And Gannon just lost that one in the pile.
Yeah, once he tried to make a little extra lunge for one more yard and didn't have his hands over the ball, and it came squirting out, and Green was right there to recover. So turnover by the fumble, and the Trojans take over.
Boy, our first turnover of the day for either side, and Green will get the ball back. And, you know, Green scored on the last drive. He got taken away by a penalty, so they trail 8-0, but they have second life here as they get the ball back near midfield. They're still in Green territory, but they're at the 43, so they're nearing midfield as they go right to left. A little pitch out to Erickson, getting their athletes in space to the 45, pushes his shoulder down and gets up to the 50, good for about 7 yards.
Yeah, nice little sweep to the right side, for Erickson, and he actually made a nice cut. He made it look like he was going to cut it upfield, and then he just broke out to the right side and got probably 6 yards on the play. Brings up 2nd down and 4.
So a big-time run there by Nate Erickson. Of course, his older brother Luke was a star last year for Green and is now playing for the Syracuse Orange. So you can see what the level of play was last year in Green as well as this year. Again, they'll hand off to Nate Erickson. Lunges forward, good for about 3 yards.
third and short coming up.
Yeah, Erickson off the left tackle and just straight ahead run and with a little lead block and gets 3 yards, like Nate said, and brings up third down and one. The ball is spotted on the Sydney Warrior 48-yard line.
Some other special sponsors that have helped us be here today include Waste Recovery Enterprises, McDowell and Walker, as well as Assemblyman Cliff Crouch. Third and one for Green. They're on the Sydney 48 going right to left. They'll hand off Erickson again. They have the confidence. He gets the first down. Little spin move up to the 40. Muscles his way to the 38. Great effort there by Nate Erickson. First down, Trojans.
Really nice. Where he ended up, he ends up on the 40-yard line of the Warriors after the 8-yard carry, but he got hit at 5. And just would not be denied those last 3 yards and did a nice job. So it'll be first and 10 for the Trojans on the Warrior 40.
8:10 to go in the second quarter. The score is Sydney 8 and Green nothing. First and 10 here for the Trojans. Austin fakes the pitch, now hands off back to Carmen. Great design play. Carmen picks up 5. He's brought down at the 35. Boy, Austin sold that well.
Yeah, real nice little fake to the little sweep and then a counter play to Carmen coming back across to the left side. And that was a touchdown-saving tackle by number 7, Brandon Evans, right there.
Yeah, that was great. Austin really sold that well. I think everybody thought the ball was going to the right. Instead, Carmen was coming back to the left. So Green putting together a nice drive here, 2nd and 5. Ball is on the 35-yard line. Here is Austin as Green goes right to left. Hand off Erickson, bounces off the pile and is brought down. Nice tackle there by Ed Rayner, crashing through and bringing him down.
Ed Rayner took his blocker into the running back and made it stop, and then just absolutely got rid of his blocker and finished off the play. Brings up 3rd down and 6.
Big play there by Lucas Tanner as well, helping out Ed Rayner. Tanner was pretty fired up there after the big tackle.
Doesn't take much to fire that kid up.
No, that's true. He's a gamer. 7 minutes to go here, second quarter. Sydney leading Green 8-0. It's a 3rd and 6 for Green. The ball is on the Sydney 36-yard line. They hand off to Erickson again, and LT is in there again to bring down the runner, as well as David Gannon. And so Erickson comes up a little short.
Nice combination tackle, Lucas Tanner and David Gannon right there. Brings up 4th down and a long 3 yards for the Trojans. And the ball is spotted on the 33-yard line.
And so here is a 4th and 3 with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. This could be a big-time moment in this game for Green. Can they convert here, marching into Sydney territory again? Here is Coy Austin. He's got one wide receiver to each side. Keeps it himself. Option pitch out to Justin Carmen. Stiff arms the tackler. 1st down and more. He's at the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Dives for the pylon. Did he get it? Yes, in for a Green touchdown. 4th and 3, and they pick up a 33-yard touchdown from Justin Carmen.
Nice little run to the right side. Option to the right, and a great pitch by Austin to Carmen. And Carmen just did what we expect him to do all game long, just show you what a great running back this kid is.
Wow, what a run. Sydney had a chance at him, and he just lowered the shoulder and leveled the defender on the far side and ran it in for a Green Trojans touchdown. With 6:11 to go in the second quarter, it's now 8-6. And, you know, Tim, a part of this game that we haven't talked about yet is Sydney goes for 2 all the time, mm-hmm. and they have a very high percentage of getting it. Green's going to have to match that to keep in this game.
Yeah, they have to make sure that they stay at least even with them if they can, or just be 2 behind here on this play.
So here we go. Coy Austin sets up. They're going to hand it off to Erickson, and he's going to lunge forward, but he won't get it. Great job by the Sydney defense, as it was a sea of maroon and white. Green gets on the board, but they can't get the 2-point conversion. We'll take a break. 6:11 to go before halftime. It's Sydney 8, Green 6. We'll be right back on CDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety Main Street Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. It's 8-6, Sydney on top of Green with 6:11 to go in the second quarter. That Green scoring drive was 7 plays for 57 yards and 3 minutes and 22 seconds. So Great job there by the Trojans.
Yeah, and they left Sydney 6 minutes and 11 seconds for this half to, before this half ends. So we'll see if the Warriors can put some more points on and take a lead, you know, a bigger lead going into the second half, as the Trojans will get the ball in the second half.
6:11 to go here in this second quarter. And Green is going to kick this one off. And let's see, they're always throwing some tricks in here, so I don't dare say anything until they hit the ball. See, what they like to do is they like to run up to the ball. It looks like maybe they could do an onside kick, and then they won't kick it. They'll back off, and they'll do it again.
Yeah.
This is something they've done the last few years.
Showing it because it's going to happen at some point in the game, and they are going to kick it and surprise you.
And so a long kick here. Actually, it's squibbed and picked up by Reggie Jimenez, a return from the 35 to the 40 before he's knocked out of bounds.
Yeah, a little squib kick, and Reggie's right there to field the short hop and gets about 6 yards back, and it'll be first and 10 for the Warriors at the 40.
And so 6:07 to go in the second quarter. Some extra sponsors for today's game allowing us to be here include Ken's Paint Service, Shindello Federal Credit Union, Butler Auto Sales of Sydney, and Otigo Family Dental. Big thank you to all our special sponsors. 6:07 to go, second quarter. Sydney going left to right on your radio dial. First and 10, the pass intended for Brandon Evans is low and behind him and is incomplete. Second down coming.
Yeah, low and behind him, and I think, I'm not positive, but I think that ball got tipped at the line, because that definitely didn't look like a normal Darren Smith pass.
No, certainly didn't. I don't know if it did get tipped or just a little miscommunication with him and Evans, but a second down coming up. Ball is on the 41-yard line. Sydney going left to right. They're in their own territory, hanging on to an 8-6 lead over Green. Great ball game so far. Smith throws left side complete to Liam Matthews. Jumped out of bounds by Mitchell Walters. Did he get enough for a first? He was right at the pylon there.
Did he just get such good separation out of the break? I mean, he's not a big play. It's just a little out, 10-yard out, and the ball is on time and right where it needs to be, and Liam's got great hands and picks up the first down for the Warriors. The Warriors will start this next set of plays inside Trojan territory.
And so here is Liam Matthews out to the left side. Looked like they were going to throw to him. Instead, they hand off, and Isaac Haddock is there to bring down Tanner Gifford for a loss of 2.
Yeah, that was just absolutely fantastic play by Haddock right there. Big tackle in the backfield. Lost 2 yards on the play. We're bringing up second down and 12.
Make sure to stay tuned for our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll hear from Sydney head coach Jeff Matthews, get his thoughts on today's contest with Green, as well as their opening round win against Bainbridge Guilford. 5:25 to go before the halftime break. Here Smith steps up in the pocket, throws on the run, and in and out of the hands of Brandon Evans at the 35, and a third and 12 coming up. Evans just couldn't hold on. The pressure was there.
Yeah, there definitely was, and just as he touched the ball, he was hitting the back, so it would have been a nice catch if he had made it, but a really nice defensive play by number 32 of the Green Trojans.
Yeah, nice job by Nate Berry for Green to come up and just get some pressure there. And you know, it was in and out of the hands of Evans, and I think even if he did hold on to it, he was going to get popped pretty good as the pressure was right there. 5:20 to go in the second quarter. Sydney leads Green 8-6. It's the Section 4 Class D football semifinals. They throw to Evans again off his hands, and no flag on the play, and it's going to be fourth down coming up. Evans just couldn't hold on again.
Yeah, that just not there. You know, he's just not catching the ball in the right spot and unable to finish the play. So this will bring up fourth down and 12, and I think the Warriors will have to punt here.
And so Darren Smith will be doing the punting today for Sydney with 5:15 to go before the halftime break. Green's going to have a great chance here to maybe put some more points on the board. Nate Erickson is to our right, standing at his own 15-yard line. Here's the punt. Looks like it came off the side of the foot of Darren Smith. Takes a Sydney bounce. Erickson will field it back at about the 15, and he's brought down there by Brandon Evans, as well as Reggie Jimenez. So with 5:04 to go in the second quarter, Green will get it back, and they're going to have to drive the length of the field to get any points.
Yeah, it was a really nice play right there. Actually thought the punter or the receiver was going to let the ball go, but he did catch it, and when he caught it, Reggie Jimenez was right there and then was also supported by Brandon Evans, and maybe a gain of 2 after the catch.
So Ken Green put together a drive to put some points on the board. 5:04 to go before halftime. They trail 8-6, so after forcing Sydney to punt, they'll get it and they will go right to left. Here is Coy Austin, the senior quarterback. Can he get some points on the board? Snap is low, lost it. Lucas Tanner's going to fall on it. Sydney's going to recover in prime territory at the 6-yard line. Huge turn of events here for the Warriors.
And not quite sure what's going on with the center and quarterback exchange for the Trojans right now, because that's the third one today that has been suspect, and third one bites them. Warriors absolutely balled on the ball, and the Warriors have it inside the 10-yard line.
Wow. And just when it looked like Green was going to have the momentum, Sydney grabs it back. Guess who? LT. And now the Sydney offense is in prime scoring position with 5 minutes to go before the half. Waiting for the snap. Darren Smith's going to quarterback, keep it left side. He's got a hole. Pushing forward. Lost the ball. It's loose in the end zone. Let's see who fell on it. Touchdown, Sydney. Not sure who fell on that ball. Let's see who comes off the bottom of the pile there. And it looks like off the bottom of the pile for Sydney, recovering the fumble, is Cameron Chabot.
Cameron Chabot.
Wow.
What a great play.
So
offensive lineman in the end zone. Fumble, yeah. Fumble recovery, touchdown.
Darren
Beautiful.
Smith was right at the line, and somebody got a hand on it, ripped it free, and the ball came out, and it's a touchdown for Sydney. So they lead 14-6, and now they'll go for two. Cameron Chabot coming up big.
Yeah, real nice play by the lineman, not giving up on the play.
So Sydney going for two. Matthews and Brandon Evans are split out to the right side. Tanner Gifford is in the backfield. Smith moving some pieces around here. He'll hand off, sweeping across the middle there. I don't think he's going to get it. And the handoff, let's see who that was to. Looked like Reggie Jimenez, and he got stuffed at the line. So the score, with 4:51 to go in the half after Sydney misses on the two-point conversion, is Sydney 14 and Green 6. We'll be right back on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. A fumble at the goal line is recovered by Sydney as Darren Smith was trying to run that in, the quarterback for Sydney, and one of the linemen, Cameron Chabot, fell on it. Two-point conversion, no good. And Sydney with a 14-6 lead over Green with 4:51 to go in the second quarter. They got that field position because Green fumbled it on their own 10-yard line.
Yeah, that was a big turnover, and the Warriors put points on the board off of it. So we'll see what the Green Trojans can do with 4:50 left to go in this half.
And I wouldn't be surprised to see Sydney maybe try something tricky here on the kickoff, but we'll see. You never know with the Warriors. Jeff Matthews never seems to hold off anything, and they will just kick it deep. Darren Smith will kick this one down to the 20, fielded here by the Green Trojans. This is Nate Parker. Parker cutting back to the outside, brought down at about the 27-yard line. So Green still has some time. With 4:44 to go before the half, they trail 14-6.
Nice little play right there, the little pooch kick, like we like to call it, and nice play by Parker, but he took it over to the right side, and he was brought down on the play by number 81, I believe. Trenton Bodine.
Yeah.
Nice open field tackle.
And so the Warriors defense trying to hold strong, and let's see if Green can bounce back after that costly fumble, which gave Sydney some points. Still a lot of time left, almost 4.5 minutes to go before the halftime break. And when you have some pieces like they have, they can score at will. Another quick fumble, but Austin is going to scoop this one back up, runs to the outside, gets back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a gain of one, and it seems like a hot potato for the Trojans.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on there. Whether the ball's, he's not watching it all the way into his hands, or if it's off, you know, to the left or right a little bit, but there's definitely something going on with that center quarterback exchange.
And so this will be a 2nd and 10. So they'll say he got back to the line of scrimmage. Ball is on the Green 28-yard line as they go right to left. They are in their own territory, and now we're going to have a timeout taken here by the Sydney Warriors. With 4:08 to go in the first half, it's Sydney 14 and Green 6. We'll take a quick break and be right back on WCDO.
Looking for a new local body shop that can fix your vehicle fast and right the first time? Try out Thunder Road Collision and Restoration of Gilbertsville. The pros at Thunder Road offer collision repair, custom paint, frame and unibody repair, and classic restorations, all under one roof. They have a brand new state-of-the-art facility that will get your ride looking great in no time. Check out pictures of their amazing restoration work on their Facebook page. Call today at 783-2290. That's 783-2290. Thunder Road Collision and Restoration of Gilbertsville is happy to support local sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO. Jim Tomeo is our game broadcast producer. He's back at our Main Street studio in Sydney. Some other special sponsors for today's game include NBT Bank, the Rinker Insurance Agency, Richard Wakeman Construction, Echo Brands of Sydney, and of course, the Sydney Gridiron Club. 4:08 to go before the halftime break. It's Sydney 14 and Green 6. Green with the ball, a 2nd and 10. They're on their own 28, going right to left. And this would be big if the Trojans could have a chance at any points here, Tim.
Yeah, it definitely would be a nice little thing to go into the half with a score and get a little closer to the Warriors if they can, or maybe even tie.
2nd and 10, ball is on the 28. Here's the snap low. They'll give it off to Nate Erickson across the 30 to the 32, and he's brought down there. So this will bring up about a 3rd and 6, maybe a 3rd and 5, but the clock is moving down to 3:55 to go before the half.
Yeah, and keep in mind, they both have 2 timeouts left in the half, but this where Green is going right now in this section of the field is right into the wind.
And so with 3:44 to go here in the second quarter, a 3rd and 5 for Green, and this is big. And they're fighting against the clock here, too, as they still have, just about 70 yards to go if they want to try to put up some points. They do have Mitchell Walters, though. If they could get in kicking range, that's a possibility. Here's Coy Austin, a quarterback keeper, gets to the edge. He's at the 35, bounces out to the 40 before he's brought down. Good for a Green Trojans first down. Picks up about 3 extra yards as well.
Yeah, nice little play. The Warriors had it played well. The only thing they didn't do on that play, because he did cut back inside, was lost outside contain. You can't do that with an athletic kid, and he picked up first down.
3:20 to go in the second quarter. 1st and 10. Ball is out to the 40-yard line, and Green is going to have to really be careful here on clock management. One thing to remember is they will get the ball to start the second half as well, so they do have that in their back pocket. They trail 14-6. It's the Section 4 Class D football semifinals. The other game will start at 3 o'clock today between Tioga and Harpersville Afton. Another quarterback keeper here for Coy Austin, and maybe a gain of 1 on the play as he gets back to the line of scrimmage. Clock still moving.
Yeah, the interior defensive line of the Warriors did a fantastic job there limiting Coy Austin to 1 yard on the game. That'll bring up 2nd down and 9.
So 2:40 to go before the halftime break. Thanks for joining us here today. Don't forget our web stream is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. You can go back and listen to these games anytime at WCDOsports.com and just click on Game Audio Archive. Everything is right there. Here is Austin on a 2nd and 8, down to 2:20 to go. And he throws across the middle, complete to Mitchell Walters. He's into Sydney territory. Good for a 1st down. Picks up 10 extra yards and brought down at the 40. Big-time play.
Nice, quick little slant to Mitchell Walters. Good for 1st down and into Sydney Warrior territory. Ball spotted at the 41-yard line. 1st and 10.
That's his first catch of the day. And Mitchell Walters is tall and lanky, 6'2", 175 pounds. They threw it up high where only he could get it, and he hauled it in. We come up on 2 minutes to go here in the first half. It's Sydney 14, Green 6, the Section 4 Class D football semifinals. Green trying to put up some points before the end of the half. They hand off Nate Erickson to the 40, punches his way forward to the 36, to the 35. Great one-on-one battle there between Erickson and Liam Matthews, who brought him down.
Yeah, nice little play, and the funny thing about that is they're actually paired up on the opposite side, too, so it's pretty neat. They play defense against each other, and then they play offense against each other, so it's pretty neat.
So with 1.5 minutes to go now, this is the 2nd and 6. Sydney trying to hold fast on defense. Green really doesn't seem to be concerned about any hurry up here. 2nd and 6, ball is on the 37. I'm sure they have a plan.
With those 2 timeouts, that's huge.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. So they do have the 2 timeouts to work with, and they seem cool, calm, and collected. Here is Austin, a little quarterback keeper again. Runs to the outside. He's at the 40, trying to turn the corner. He does to the 35, still fighting his way down to the 34 before he's brought down. This will be a third and about three coming up, and the clock stops with 1:02 to go here before the halftime break.
And I think Green just took their first timeout.
So the Trojans will take a timeout. We're going to step away for 30 seconds with the score. Sydney 14, Green 6. About a minute to go in the second quarter here on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And don't forget, folks, if you want more football, we'll have the second game of the semifinals today as well, which features number 7, Harpersville Afton, taking on 3-seed Tioga. That should be a great game starting at 3 o'clock. We'll hear from both coaches in that contest. And depending on what time this game wraps up, we'll plan on going out about 15 minutes before kickoff for Tioga and Harpersville Afton. So the winner of this game will play the winner of the Hornets and the Tigers. So with 1:02 to go here in the second quarter, Green marching. They trail 14-6 against Sydney. A third and three for the Trojans with the ball on the Sydney 34 as they go right to left. Coy Austin out of the timeout with one wide receiver to the right, one to the left. He's got Erickson and Carmen in the backfield. Austin drops back. He's at the Sydney 40, steps up in the pocket. He's got some pressure, tucks it and runs. Can he get around the corner? Good for a first down to the 30, to the 25, to the 20, out of bounds at the 18. And he was dead to rights and made something out of nothing there for a first down.
Yeah, he just made the outside contain again. And for the Warriors, they're doing a nice job keeping him in the pocket. And when the pocket's collapsing, they're losing the outside contain. And you cannot do that with an athletic kid like Coy Austin.
So here is Green in the driver's seat right now on this drive with 51 seconds to go. They're inside the red zone of Sydney. The ball is at the 19-yard line and a first and 10. And they still have that one timeout. Waiting for the snap here. Austin, again, looks cool, calm, and collected. And he'll hand off. No, quarterback keeper options it out to Justin Carmen. Can he turn the corner at the 30? He does, and he's brought down. Good gain of about 2, but credit to the Sydney defense there. Reggie Jimenez was in, and also Tanner Gifford just held on for dear life and wouldn't let go to drag him down.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic job by Matt. Which one it was, Tanner or Reggie out on the outside, would not let Carmen get outside him and turned it back inside where they stopped him for a 2-yard gain.
Some other special sponsors for today's game include Dr. Rohan Jayasena, or better known as pediatrician Dr. J in Sydney, Waste Recovery Enterprises, and Quality Hardwoods Twin Valley Finished Lumber, as well as McDowell and Walker. 41 seconds to go here in the second quarter. It's 14-6 as a timeout has been taken. We'll keep it right here. 2nd and 8 for Green. Ball is on the Sydney 17-yard line, and this would be huge for the Trojans momentum-wise, and I think just mentally going into the locker room, saying, hey, we're right with them.
Absolutely. I mean, they definitely, you know, we talked about it earlier about how the game ended in the first time, and they were right with them that game, too. You know, I mean, this is two good football teams playing each other, know each other very well, and we'll see if anybody has a surprise for the other in the second half or maybe even right here on this play on second down.
As we said, too, Green will receive to start the second half. So that's a big chip in their pocket as well. 2nd and 8, 41 seconds to go in the second quarter. Here is quarterback Coy Austin, drops back to pass, out of the timeout, steps up in the pocket, ripped down by the Sydney defense in the backfield. And coming off the bottom of the pile there for Sydney, looked like Ed Rayner was in there. Great play.
Ed Rayner and Ian Fogarty, number 73, was a real nice tag team on that play right there. Caught Coy Austin for a loss and another Green timeout.
So Green will take the timeout here with 31 seconds to go. We'll keep it right here once again. 14-6 the score. Just want to pass along some other updates that we have. It's a big soccer day as well with the sectional championships. The Delhi girls have won the Section 4 Class D soccer championship with a 4-1 victory over Lawrence. So congratulations to the Lady Bulldogs representing the MAC. So congratulations to them. The South Courtright boys defeated number 1 seed Marathon 2-1. Two goals by Stanley Anderson, and the Rams win their second straight boys Class D soccer title. So congratulations to them. The Oneonta boys have won the Class B title. They were down 2-0 at the half to Elmira Notre Dame, came back, scored 4 goals in the second half to win 4-2. Another game I want to talk about at halftime, the Oneonta boys football team is in the Class C semifinals today over at Johnson City. We'll get you a score update from them as well as they are taking on Lansing. So a huge day, and later on tonight I'm also going to leave here and go over to Maine Endwell and have some updates on the Afton and Whitney Point field hockey Class C championship. So it's a busy day locally for sports. 31 seconds left out of the timeout here before the halftime break. 3rd and 14 for Green. They're going to take a shot at the end zone. It's up and deflected away, and 4th down coming up. They tried to go into that right wing corner for Mitchell Walters, and over there on the coverage was Brandon Evans, it looks like.
Brandon Evans was absolutely textbook coverage on that pass. Just got him on his hip, kept him right there, got inside, and it was almost like he was the receiver, broke up the pass, brings up 4th down and 13 yards for the Trojans.
So Green is on the Sydney 23-yard line, going right to left. They trail 14-6 with 26 seconds to go here in the first half. So this is their 3rd crack at it here in the red zone today. They're going to have a quarterback keeper here for Coy Austin. He's still on his feet, has nowhere to go, trying to get the 1st down, and he needed a ton of yardage there, and he's not going to get it. I think that play just broke down. Yeah. Turnover on down.
Yeah, he tried to go right up the middle after faking the handoff to Carmen, and there was nothing there, so he kicked it outside. So the Warriors get a big turnover on down, and with 18 seconds left, we'll see what Coach Matthews and the Warriors do here to go into halftime.
2nd time today that Green has been down here and had a turnover on down. They were able to get the 1 touchdown, and they trail 14-6, but the Trojans, I'm sure, would love to have some more points off those other 2 possessions.
But also remember on that one, they took points off the board because of a hold.
Yeah, very true. So Green stymied once again by the Sydney defense deep in Sydney territory. So 18 seconds left. Let's see what the Warriors can do. They'll throw out to Lucas Tanner, complete to the right side. He's got a 1st down across the 30 to the 35, and he's brought down there. So with 9 seconds left, the 1st down for Sydney as they go left to right at their own 35.
Yeah, nice little good call, the little screen pass to Lucas Tanner. You know, the kid doesn't do much on offense all year long and stuff. He's a big key, though, because he's a lead blocker on a lot of the plays for the running backs and everything. But they give him the ball every now and then, and he does a great job.
So 9 seconds left. Timeout is taken here. And we'll see what Sydney dials up out of this timeout. We know that they're a big play team and can certainly go deep at any time, and I think Green wants to prepare against that and get into the locker room trying to keep this a 14-6 game.
Yeah, and I bet you Green's in there saying right now, look, don't fall for the hook and ladder.
No, yeah, right. That's one thing, you know, that was a huge play for Sydney in the regionals last year in that huge comeback win against Onondaga. And I've thought several times this year, maybe when's it going to come out? You know, maybe do you do it, or was that, you know, just personnel you had last year and you wanted to do it then? But you never know.
I think that play call was probably the. I mean, when it happened, again, I've said this a number of times, and people that know me know to hear me say I was speechless. That doesn't happen,
yeah.
You know. And I mean, it was just unbelievable. It was perfectly executed.
It was. It was a great moment in Sydney history and in local sports history. It was fantastic. Here we go, out of the timeout. They're going to throw to the far side. Liam Matthews complete at the 45. Matthews to the 50s on his horse to the 40. Matthews trying to cut back, and he's brought down as time expires at the 35. So a big-time completion there, but Green is able to hold on and bring him down. So at the half, it's going to be Sydney 14 and Green 6. Tim, quickly, your thoughts on the first half.
Just absolutely fantastic play by both teams. There's some stuff that the coaches are going to work on at halftime for both squads, and right now it's who can stop who in the second half, it looks like to me.
We will hear at half from Sydney head coach Jeff Matthews, so we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with that interview, and then after that, Tim and I will come back and break that down. We'll get you some out-of-town scores. Again, update you on the soccer scores and also some other local football scores. It's a great day weather-wise and a great day for local sports with soccer, field hockey, football, you name it. It's happening today, and we're trying to keep track of it all here on WCDO. So we'll take a quick break. Halftime, again, Sydney 14, Green 6 in the Section 4 Class D football semis here on CDO.